Good morning. We are learning today Rambam and Hilchos Shechita. And we're going to focus on Rambam and Perek Yudalid. And basically one Rambam, Perek Yudalid, Alocha Aleph. The Rambam writes, Mitzvah Saseh Lechaseis Dam Shechitas Chaya Tahira Oif Tahar. Mitzvah Kisrada, Shenema Asheyotzud, say Chaya Oif, Asheyochel, Vishofach, Esdomoy, Vikiso, Beofa. Right? And then he writes that you got, he does your passing, you got to cover it. Leficha, Chaya Levarach, Kaid the Mashiach Hasi, you got to make a bracha before you. Cover it. Baruch Ata Hashem, Alikenu Malach Eilam, Hashekid Shanim, Tzayis Tzana, Al Kiso Yada. Seems quite simple, but it's not. Why does he tell us, first of all, that Yichase, Koidim, Levarach Koidim Sheyichase. Every brachi may Koidim, is it Eivel Asiyas? And then the other question is, why does Michal talk about the bracha here? When he spoke about it, because bracha. And you already said then reasons why make first the bracha. In fact, there it says even stronger than that, as we'll see soon. So there are two answers to why the Rambam mentions this. The Magid Mishnah says, because the Bahak stresses that, no, you got to be mechase, covering the blood after you make the bracha. Why? Because you're in the middle of a mitzvah. That's when you, the mitzvah's kisa dam is like a hemshech to the mitzvah of shechita, and you shouldn't do it until after you finish the shechita. Until after you do the kisa. Right. And also because you're in the middle of the mitzvah, because you there's two parts to the mitzvah, as we will learn soon. Is the beginning of the kisui, there's kisui in the bottom, there's kisui on the top, and so the Advaz there explains, you would think that the mitzvah is only if you actually did the capturing of the animal, of the water bird, because it says ashiyotsu, but if you didn't capture it, somebody else did that job, and you are just the sheikhid, you're working for the company, and the animal is going through a conveyor belt, and the birds and you're just shechting, well, they wouldn't be, they would think that there's no shechir. The Radvaz, that's Radvaz. Okay. Or, in Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam says, Erik Yidalav Alochabo, Abel Im Shachad Balei Bracha, if you shecht it, you didn't have made a bracha beforehand, you don't make a bracha after you shecht. Same thing, if Kisa Dumble Bracha, and there he writes out clearly, actually, Shannon says on all shit. Hanim Kisa Dumble Bracha, or if it's true, Mamaises, I should tell the Bale Birich, Ain't a Chazer, Achasi. You don't make the Bracha after. So he already said that, basically. Now, then Prichodosh and Simon Chav Ches says that since there's a Machlekis when to say it, many Peskim hold that really the bracha belongs afterwards. So if you forgot, you should do it afterwards. So therefore, you can make the bracha afterwards. And then he himself holds even more than that, but it's not there. But the problem is that the Rambam and Hilchis, so let's go through a few things. First of all, he already wrote Hilchis Brachas. And he already paskin, not like the Bahak. He wrote there, Chasach Kachibar. And he paskin, like, not like the Prichotch. So why is he writing it here? Good. And he already says in the next halacha that you don't need Seid. If I get, he says, hey, it only says Seid, and halacha beis, Adam, neig, mezum, v'shein, mezum, and even if he didn't capture it, l'nem yotzel behaime, it's just an expression. Okay. Another issue is that the Rama mentions that the bracha is al kisui hadam. in Shulchan Aruch, Simachav Ches, we say the bracha kisud al kisudam be'ofer. So what's the machlekes? What are they? What's the difference of opinion? What's the Rambam story with? The Taz in Shulchan Aruch says, even though we never find that you should actually say the Protei HaMitzvah, you only say the general mitzvah, al kisudah. He says, but here you're doing two mitzvahs, kisu lemata, kisu lemaila, and all is learned be'ofer. Therefore, you make the bracha. That's why you say al kisudah, be'ofer. The Chodesh writes that Ram holds kisu adam, not kisu adam be'ofer. He brings a mocha from Yishalmi, and he says that's the right way. And he says the difference to our wives, right? Because kisu yadam is not only dam, but offer is not only offer. You can use anything that sprouts from the ground. So if anything that sprouts, not only offer. So what do you do if you do if you're not doing offer? But the crazy says it's not a problem because everything comes from the offer. Akaloyim and offer. That all was all the things that you use need to be come from offer. Okay, so let's start explain the Rambam. The Rambam in Halacha Yudalid of this parak writes, "Hasheichid sorach." Listen to the words, "Hasheichid sorach litein offer lamato." Yes, to put off of ba'ach hakach yishchid bayi. Don't check them to a kli, that's a different problem, but that's not. Now, the makor of this is in Chulin Pei Gimel, where Abzeir says, Asheichit, Sarech Shit, Nafel Amate, Vafel Amayla. What is this whole larik, Yishchad Boi, that's not. Now, Kesemisha brings a shaila. What happens if there is offer there? You have to put offer to shaykh. And he brings two opinions, a Rashi, Tesis. But the Rambam is not mash. Rambam says doesn't seem to say you have to put offer. Rambam says, Avali yishchid b'klei, v'chasam avad. He knows that word. You have to put it there. He lost. So first of all, we have to understand, what is this, why does he write it in this, why did he use the Losh HaGemara? Sarech Sheet, Nafel Lamat, and Lotel Naila. And he divides it up. Sarech Sheet, and Sarech Leet, Nafel Lamat, Achekach Yishchid, Boi, Achekach. What's the Boi, as we said? Not shechting in it. And especially if the, according to the Rambam, the Sheikh doesn't have to put any offer there, why does he divide it? So perhaps the Rambam Shita is that there's two dinim. There's the Ofel Lamata and Ofel Lamayla. Yes, they're connected, as we're going to see later. There's a connection between them, but they're two different concepts. The Ofel Lamata is a din in the Shita. The Ofel Lamayla is a din in the Kisa. That's why he writes, Sheikh Tzarech Lid, Ma'achakach Yishchid. It's all part of the Shchita. But the Ofer and Sheikh. And then there's a din, the Kisui. There's also the meaning, Ashe Yishchid Boi. You're shechting with that Ofer. Should be Nivlal on that Ofer. Even though the sheikh doesn't have to be the one doing it and putting it there, but it's sheikh to the shechita. Let's make sure that that's what the shechita is. Could be that's why he writes mitzvah saseh lechaseis dam shechita schayer teira oivtar. Stress on the it's part of the shechitas dam shechitas. Oh. So perhaps you can explain why the Rambam holds it's not kisudam be'ofer, but only kisudam. Because there is not two mitzvahs. What's the verse of the Taz? He goes, Be'ofer shows for the Avalamata Avalamaila. The Avalamata is part of the Shita. The Avalamaila is the Kisu. So there's a, it's like two, not related, so to speak. You can't add the word offer to show on the Kisu of the Lamata. So could be, that's what he stresses, Lefichach. Lefichach is not the, that it's only the brachas, Kisada. It's a little deichim. Could be. Now, we said before that the Magen Mishnah says he comes to exclude from the word of the Bahag that you should be Mechasa and Achagachivah. And he says, why? Because the old mitzvahs is the middle of the mitzvahs, and this is the middle of the mitzvah. And this is from the Rosh. The Rosh says, Kosa Bala Loch is, and first you mechas and then you mevarach. This is Siyum mitzvah. Be'emtza mitzvah roi levarach. So you mevarach ha-shechita. Before you begin, Val kisui achag nigmar mitzvah. Because otherwise you're middle of the mitzvah, you're middle of shechit. But that's not the minigal. Zog the Madani Yamta, as we said before, it's part of the Gemar shechit. Even as you've got shechit, it's part of Inyim Nashchit mitzvah. So it's like, in other words, the mitzvah shechit has an amendment in it of kisui. Yes, it's a mitzvah, but it's under the guise of shechit. The klal is the kinyan of shechita. But he says, no, you can still count to the mitzvah itself to make its own bracha. Because the Torah finally tells you mitzvah shechita. It's not part of the mitzvah shechita. It is related under the umbrella, but not, it's a mitzvah itself. Yeah. Even though it might be a hefsik, not a hefsik, but it's not, because it's... He's mechayev to do it. So perhaps we can explain this whole discussion and therefore have a different understanding in the Rambam's Lefichach. We said that the Rambam holds there are two dinim in kisui. The Ofel Lamata, which is shayach to the Shechita, the Ofel Lamaila, which is a mitzvah of Nehatz. So the main mitzvah is the Ofel Lamaila. The Ofel Lamaila. Yeah. The main mitzvah is the mitzvah of Ofel Lamaila. Right? But they're both learned from the word Ofel. So there's a connection. As we said in the beginning, there is a connection. So therefore, that all is not a hefsek. Because since on one hand, it starts the mitzvah with shechita because of the din of the offer lamata. But on the other hand, inside the offer lamaila, it's a separate mitzvah. So that's why you can be mevarach kodem lasios. Now, I want to step a step further with this idea. The Rambam says that the Tilas Yedayim and Shechita, since they're like divrei rishus, so even if you made Shechita even for yourself, ala Shechita, not lishchit, lichsos. Because on a verb rishus, you would say al, and here you also say al. Okay, Pella. That's good for the Shechita. What about the Kisui? And this is not only my question. Others ask this question. The Kisui should be with a Lamed, Lichasais, or Lichasais, whatever. Why Al? Oh, what we're saying, it works out good. Because it's Al in the sense that you are, it's part of the Shechita. It's the first part is the Shechita part. So the mitzvah, the connecting part of the mitzvah, which is related, the connecting part of the mitzvah, which is related, is part of the shechita, and therefore it goes, it's mentioned as a separate mitzvah. Okay, Hatzlacha Rabbah. Everybody have a great day. Hatzlacha Rabbah Muflag.